You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it is that time of year again to welcome back into our studio the famous, the talented, the somewhat good-looking Eddie Dillon is here. Welcome back, Eddie.
Thank you very much, Mike. It's good to see you.
It's nice to see you. And of course, Eddie is here to celebrate that famous holiday, St. Patrick's Day. And I'm trying to think of something, what does everybody say, Shurin Bagora?
Cade Melia Falcha, 100,000 welcomes.
Okay, what does Shurin Bagora mean, anything?
It does, but I forget what it means.
A true Irishman. Now, Eddie Dillon has been with us on many occasions here on Conducting Conversations, probably 8 or 9 times, I would guess, over the years.
That's right. I started when I was 12.
Yes, and now that you're of the legal drinking age, you can celebrate tonight after we finish the show. And
I'm going to have my first pint of Guinness.
There you go. I'm sure that's a true story. Actually, Eddie has a long history in Irish music, going back to the time he was a wee lad. You were just a starving child on the streets of Boston, right?
That's correct. Right? I was, I actually remember Charlie on the MTA.
Yeah, there you go. You got handed a sandwich.
That's right. I tried to give him a quarter, but it didn't work.
No, it's a nickel, isn't it?
Well, it went up to a quarter by the time I was there.
But Eddie has fame in the fact that he has written many, many Irish tunes, or many tunes, not Irish tunes, but by the fact that he's Irish, they become Irish tunes. So, but many tunes that have been played on our air and lots of other places, and for many years toured with the famous Clancy Brothers, and that's how we kind of got Eddie on the show, through our good friend Aoife Clancy, the daughter of Bobby Clancy. Aoife couldn't be with us for this St. Patrick's Day, but we wish her well wherever she is. She's out there in the busy music world producing songs or something.
She's out there performing and having fun, of course.
Having fun. And Irish singers always seem to have fun. It's always great to attend a concert with Eddie, because you always have a good time. And we're going to reminisce a little bit today, talk about some of your past experiences, and then close the show talking about some of your new things that you've been doing. So that's of interest. But since we've talked to you last, you've had a great time. I know you've been in Florida. You've been performing here, there, and everywhere. In Rhode Island on a few occasions.
Yep, but Murphy's Law, and I had a lot of fun there. And then New York City, I was there for a show at the Irish Arts Center called Sundays at 7. It's a cabaret. And what else have I been doing?
Can Irish singers perform at a cabaret? Isn't that French?
Well, we call it a cabaret-like.
Oh, okay. As long as you get the accent correct. All right. So New York City and Murphy's Pub in beautiful downtown Pawtucket, Rhode Island. Right beside 95.
Yep. Great spot.
Catch you when you're there.
And over in New Bedford at Dublin's and the Celtic Cafe, and down the Cape at the Irish Village. I'll be there actually in April with Alfie O'Shea.
Okay.
So lots of places.
You don't do a lot of things at the Italian restaurants in Providence, probably.
Outside of eating, no.
No, okay. All right. Well, let's get to some music to get us in the mood. And the first CD we're going to take a cut from is you and, is it Bobby?
Bobby Clancy, one of the original Clancy Brothers, and his son Finbar and I did a live tour. And this is, I think, from Detroit. We're playing out there at some pub. And the whole CD is Clancy sing-along songs, and it's all live takes from that tour. And this is a song called Galway Races.
Whet me whack, fall the doe, fall the dithery idle day.
Ah, whet me whack, fall the doe, fall the dithery idle day. As I rode out to Galway town to seek for recreation on the 17th of August, me mind been elevated. There was multitudes assembled with the tickets at the station. My eyes began to dazzle and I'd gone to see the races. Went me whack, all the dough, all the diddly-idly.
Tis there you see confectioners with sugar sticks and dainties, with lozenges and oranges and lemonade and raisins, and gingerbread spices to accommodate the ladies, and a big crew bean for threepence to be picking while you're waiting.
Oh, whip me whack, all the dough, all the diddly-idly.
And there you'll see the pipers and fiddlers competing, the nimble-footed dancers and the tripping through the daisies, what others cry cigars and lights and bills for all the races, and the colours of the jockeys and the price and horses' ages.
Whip me whack, for the dough, for the diddly-idly.
There you see the jockeys and they mounted on so stately, the pink, the blue, the orange, the green, the emblem of a nation. When the bell was rung for starting, all the horses seemed impatient. I thought they never stood on ground, the speed was so amazing.
I went me whack, all the dough, all the diddly-idly. There were half a million people there of all denominations, the Catholic, the Protestant, the Jew, the Presbyterian. There was yet no animosity, no matter what persuasion, but fortune, hospitality induced some fresh acquaintance. Whip me whack, for the dough, for the diddly-idly. Whip me whack, for the dough, for the diddly-idly.
Thank you. Well, now we're all in the mood for St. Patrick's Day, and I have my green hat on, and I'm feeling pretty good.
You look great.
I'm feeling good, and we talked about some of the places you've been lately, and we're proud to announce, this is kind of an early announcement, that you'll be back on Block Island this summer.
I am so looking forward to that. It'll be my third appearance.
Third consecutive year on Block Island. You were there for years ago, but this is your third consecutive.
With the show.
Right. This is the Block Island Music Festival, which is going to be the last Saturday in July. I think it's the 28th, if I'm not mistaken. And the 27th. 27th of July.
My birthday.
Is it really your birthday?
My birthday.
Well, there you go. You should remember it then. And it's going to be at St. Andrew Church, which is, I guess, about the largest facility on the island. And we have had this music festival that I've been involved in running now. I took over from my dad when he started it. But I've been at every one, and this is my 49th annual. And so we're going to have big plans for next year.
Of course, I love the island. And I love all the groups that come out to play,
mm-hmm.
and the warmth that exudes from the people that benefit from this is just fantastic. And it is a benefit, which I think is so important.
Absolutely. Very, very pleased to say that none of the performers ever receive any money. They contribute their talents, as Eddie and Aoife have for the last 2 years. And last year was for the benefit of the Mary D. Fund, which is very famous on Block Island. And I believe it's going to be the same thing again this year. Over the years, we've supported the Block Island Fire Department and the Chamber of Commerce and the High School Music Department and lots of other things, but the Southeast Light for several years, too. So we'll be looking forward to that. But let's get back to the Irish stuff, the St. Patrick's Day stuff.
That's right. You know, we have to be true to St. Patrick's Day.
Right. And this next tune, tell us about this Red Rose song.
Well, this was written by someone who I am proud to say became a friend of mine, a fellow by the name of Tommy Makem, who everybody calls it the Clancy Brothers, but the real name of the band was, the original name of the band that appeared on the Ed Sullivan Show was the Clancy Brothers and Tommy Makem. That was the name of the band. And Tommy wrote some of their most famous songs. Probably the most famous one is a song called Four Green Fields, which some people might think is a traditional song, but it's really written by Tommy. And I had the opportunity in the early 90s to also appear with Tommy down in Long Island. And he was just absolutely wonderful, wonderful mm-hmm. fellow. He passed away, unfortunately, 2 or 3 years ago. But this next song, you'll recognize the melody, but the words are his. It's a song called Red is the Rose.
My bonny Irish lass, come over the hills to your darling. You choose the road, love, and I'll make the vow, and I'll be your true love forever. That in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the bay. My love is fair. Stars, they were shining. The moon shone its rays on her locks of golden hair, and she swore she'd be my love forever. Red is the rose that in yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the vine. My love is fair. Of my sister Kate, 'tis not for the grief of my mother, 'tis all for the loss of my bonny Irish lass, that my heart is breaking forever. In yonder garden grows. Fair is the lily of the valley. Clear is the water that flows from the vine. My love is fair.
Not only have you performed in lots and lots of places all over the world, but you have quite a songwriting career, and this next one we're going to listen to is one of yours, right?
It sure is, and it's written for my dad. My dad was a traveling salesman when I was a little boy, and used to go all around the South Shore of Boston selling tobacco and anything that would be in a tobacco store. Mm-hmm. And This is a song that I wrote for him, and you're going to hear on this an accordion part that's it's just absolutely beautiful. And because now I'm trying to remember the fellow's name that did the part. I can't remember his
Giuseppe
name.
Vapolini.
Yeah, Giuseppe, yeah. But we'll think of it for a second. I'll get back to you with that. But I'm sorry about that. But
that's all right. We'll think of it and come back with it after the break.
Fenton Stanley. I knew I could do it.
Oh, you could. Okay, see that.
There we go. And Fenton is well-known in Irish circles as one of the premier accordion players. And wait till you hear this. It's absolutely beautiful.
All right. We'll listen to that and then take a short break and be back with more of Irish St. Patrick's Day with Eddie Dillon.
Used to be somebody's hero, to a little boy who loved you so well. Would follow wherever you go, could believe every story. Dancing with Russians, fighting old Prussians, loving French women in the taste of new wine. He used to be somebody's hero. You dress for the road in your suit and tie. It was your hobby just to go for a drive, to visit old friends and acquaintances, surprised when you both were alive. How that Henry Gaudette was the best man he met, how he shook the whole company when he retired back then. To be somebody's hero. Now you're living in a world only you know, at a social that only you see. Sometimes you start laughing and you whisper about the things friends are saying. Your old man was a wonder. Sometimes he went under, well, he always took a tub. Now he can give it a rest. He used to be somebody's hero. Dancing with Russians, you're fighting old Prussians, you're loving French women, and you're tasting new wine. You'll always be somebody's hero.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, talking with Eddie Dillon and celebrating St. Patrick's Day with some great music that Eddie's been involved with over the years. And we mentioned at the top of the show that Aoife Clancy has been a regular with us for St. Patrick's Day for these last 4 or 5 years. And she's not here this year, but we're remembering her. And this is an opportunity comes up every once in a while for you, Eddie, to perform with Aoife.
And it has for many years. We've been performing together for a good 20 years. And
I didn't know she was that old.
Well, I used to babysit for her. So
okay, we, I see how it works out, all right. So, Aoife, see, I really thought you were only 29, but...
Yeah, actually, this is true. I actually met Aoife when she was 8.
Oh, I'll see. There you go. All right.
She came over here when she was 21, and our careers have gone all over the place, but every once in a while we get together and do a show, and it's always fun.
And she, speaking of careers, she is now appearing with a group called...
The Jammin' Divas. They just came out with a CD, and this band has a chance of going places.
Cool. And before that, she was with Cherish the Ladies.
Cherish the Ladies toured the world, literally. Yeah. Japan, Australia, Scandinavia, Europe, South America.
Tell us about this next song that she's involved with.
Well, this is a song that was recorded at my studio, and it's a song called Hori Horo, and you're going to hear Aoife on the vocal harmonies.
Hori Horo, my buddy wee girl. Hori Horo, my fair one. Will ye come away, my love, to be my own, my rare one? Smiling the land, smiling the sea, sweet is the smell of the heather. Would we be asking of life for more, my own, my darling Mary? Hori Horo, my bonny wee girl. Hori Horo, my fair one. Will ye come away, my love, to be my own, my rare one?
All the day long out by the quay, out by the shore in that loaming, stepping it lightly with dancing feet, then we together hoping.
Hori Horo, my bunny wee girl. Hori Horo, my fair one. Will ye come away, my love, to be my own, my rare one? After a life singing along, stepping it lightsome and airy, would we be asking of life for more, my own, my darling Mary? Hori Horo, my bunny wee girl. Hori Horo, my fair one. Will ye come away, my love, to be my own, my rare one?
We've been talking about Aoife Clancy, and of course her dad, Bobby, was one of the famous Clancy brothers that appeared on The Ed Sullivan Show, and we've talked in the past about some of the great stories and the opportunities you've had to tour with them all around, and an amazing experience. He was quite a guy, I guess.
Bobby was an amazing soul. He was a wild man, a fun guy, and on the other hand, could be very, very sensitive. And one thing I loved working with, not just with Bobby, but with Patty, was learning about the theatrical aspects of performance. A lot of people don't know this about the Clancy brothers, that they came over here to work in theater first. And the thing with them is their ability to project on stage whatever mood they wanted to have. And it all came back from their theatrical training.
Hmm.
And all of the Clancy, the whole Clancy family, loves poetry as much as theater. And every show that we did, there would always be a poem or two. This next one is a tune called The Life That I Have. And I want to say to your listeners, if you have a wedding or a ceremony coming up and you want to have a toast or just something meaningful, listen to this because it's really beautiful.
And it's only about 30 seconds long, and so it's something we can all remember. Here we go.
The life that I have is all that I have. And the life that I have is yours. The love that I have of the life that I have is yours and yours and yours. The sleep I shall have, the rest I shall have, yet death will be but a pause for the peace of my years in the long green grass will be yours and yours and yours.
He does have a way of putting that inflection into it that just makes you feel part of the story.
Absolutely.
So that's a good suggestion. You're looking for a great wedding toast? That certainly is it.
I've gotten a lot of people that have told me they recited it at weddings to, great response.
A nice sentiment. And now we're going to go to another cut off of that CD, which is called
Make Me a Cup.
Make Me a Cup. And are these CDs still available, Eddie, or they're pretty much out of production now?
I believe you can get Make Me a Cup if you look for Robbie O'Connell's website, and he has a few copies left. But other than that, it's really out of production.
Yeah. And you have several CDs that are available, and they can do that by going to your website, right?
Well, not only that, I have a number of songs now available for download on my website, and a lot of tunes that have never been released before. And we just did that this past 6 months, and it's turning out very well for me.
Great. And the website is?
EddieDillon.com. EddieDillon.
Right. Dillon. DillOn, not Dillion.
That's correct.
ION. All right. Let's go to another song. This one is something to do with brandy, right?
It's called Keg of Brandy.
Keg of Brandy.
Yeah.
Here we go.
And here you're listening to Finbar Clancy, Bobby's son, who's now in a band called the High Kings, who are one of the premier bands in Ireland today. And they've done so well that last March, they were invited to the White House and performed and met President Obama.
Wow, another good Irishman. There you go. All right. Well, we're going to listen to that one. And then right after that, I think we'll try to squeeze in another tune before the break. Something about no beer. Is that possible?
It's a very sad song called A Pub with No Beer. Very, very sad.
Okay, we'll listen to that. And then we'll be back with more of Eddie Dillon.
I'm always drunk and I'm seldom sober. I'm constant roving from town to town. Ah, but I'm all now, my sporting's over. So Molly, yes, or won't you lay me down? Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For a while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking on lovely Molly from the County Clare. For the ripest apple is the soonest rotten, and the warmest love is the soonest cold, and a young man's fancies are soon forgotten. So beware young maids and don't make so bold.
just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking on lovely Molly from the County Clare. It's youth and folly make young men marry and makes them tarry along the day. What can't be cured, love, must be endured, love. So farewell, darling, I'm going away. Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking on lovely Molly from the County Clare. Just lay my head on a keg of brandy. It is my fancy, I do declare. For a while I'm drinking, I'm always thinking on lovely Molly from the County Clare.
Well, it's a lonesome away from your kindred and all, by the campfire at night where the wild eagles call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, as to stand at the bar of the pub with no beer. The publican is anxious for the porter to come. There's a far away look on the face of a bum. The maid's acting cranky, the cook's acting queer. What a terrible place is a pub with no beer. A stockman drives up with his dry, dusty throat, presses up to the bar, pulls a roll from his coat. But the smile on his face quickly turns to a sneer. The barman says sadly,
the pub's got no beer.
Yes, it's a lonesome away from the kindred and all, by the camper at night where the wild eagles call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, as to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer.
There's a dog on the veranda, for his master he waits. But the boss is inside, sipping wine with his mates.
I say.
He scurries for cover, he cringes in fear. There's no place for a dog in a pub with no beer. And Billy the blacksmith, the first time in his life, has gone home cold sober to his darling wife. Walks in the door, she says, "You're early, my dear." And he breaks down and tells her,
"The pub's got no beer." Yes, it's lonesome away from the kindred and all, by the camper at night where the wild eagles call. But there's nothing so lonesome, so morbid or drear, as to stand at the bar of a pub with no beer.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Eddie Dillon, who we've talked about the songs that he's written and the places he's performed and the songs that he's performed and some of the people he's performed with. But now we're going to change hats once again to, I guess you could be called a playwright.
Well, I'm, as you know, a very creative person. I've written many hundreds of poems that we really haven't talked about before. I've written two novels, and this spring I got, or last spring I should say, I got inspired to begin working on a musical, which I am now in the process of rewriting and rewriting and rewriting. The musical is called Alicia's Magic Wand, and it's about a pre-adolescent girl going into adolescence who lives in a magical forest. Her parents are Maeve the Queen and...
I don't want you to give too much of the story away.
Well, I'm trying to say...
Because if people are going to see this, they don't want all the story, but...
Yeah, I want to set up the song, though.
Okay.
And anyway, her parents are Celtic mythological king and queen of Ireland.
Uh-huh.
And she lives in the woodland forest, and she has her wand stolen by the Banshee, who's kind of scary. And this song is... when she realizes that she has to go off on a quest to retrieve her magic wand, she sings this song in honor of her parents.
Here we go.
I stand upon mountains. I stand upon mountains.
The title of that song was Stand Upon Mountains. And can we look forward to this being produced anytime soon, or are you going to just keep rewriting this thing?
Well, I'm going to keep rewriting, and I have a few possibilities at local colleges talking to me about possibly doing it. So we'll find out soon enough. I am going to be, however, recording the whole thing in my studio. And I think I'm going to release it as a CD sometime this spring.
Excellent. All right. We'll look forward to that. So keep track of Eddie's website, and you can get the information, I'm sure, as it happens. And one of the other things that you did was made a live recording last Valentine's Day. Is that correct?
This past Valentine's
Day. Just a few weeks ago.
This is from a few weeks ago. I played in New Bedford at a place called Cafe Arpeggio. And recorded directly to my little digital tape recorder. And this is a song about the fishing fleet in New Bedford. As many of us know, that the ground fish have had a hard time, and so the federal government has cut back on the amount of fish that the fleet can bring in.
Mm-hmm.
And in New Bedford, that's a very big issue. And I thought I would write a song for the fleet and for the people that work it, and it's a song called Fish and Nets.
If you go out to the harbor and you see me far from shore, don't be alarmed at what I'm looking for. Not a pot of gold or rainbow will be found way down deep. It's the lure of the angels, and some I get to keep. Fish and nets, fish and nets is all I've ever had. Try to make a living and do the best I can. Fish and nets. Shipped out on the Mary, the best friend I've ever had. To George's Bank, Sewagon, there were treasures to be had. But the fishing stocks are down now, and no one understands. Without a trip to pay the bills, you're stuck up on the land. Fish and nets, fish and nets is all I've ever had. Try to make a living and do the best I can. Fish and nets. Standing on a sidewalk with a sign in my hand, says I'll work for day pay, just do the best I can. My boat is on the harbor, it's drifting all alone. The lines to hold her steady, she's headed for her bones. Fish and nets, fish and nets is all I've ever had. Try to make a living and do the best I can. Fish and
once again, thank you, Eddie Dillon, for coming in today and helping us celebrate St. Patrick's Day with your great stories and music and all the things that you had to offer today. Thanks for being here.
Oh, I was delighted.
It's always fun to have you with us and listen to stories about the Clancy Brothers and Aoife, and your adventures take you here, there, and everywhere. And we want to make sure that people know if they'd like to get a hold of your music, they can do that by going to eddiedillon.com. Right?
That's right. It's the friendliest website on the web.
Wow. Is that you've trademarked that?
Well,
probably.
Not only that, it's friendly because you can listen to all the songs for free.
You can listen to songs for free?
You can listen to them for free, and if you choose to, you can download them and pay me a buck.
Well, look at that. You can listen for free. See, you won't make a lot of money that way.
I guarantee you that I haven't.
Well, it's at least sharing your music and a lot of great things you have to share. We'll look forward to possibly more information and the opportunity for your musical that you're writing to come out in the spring, that would be great.
Yeah.
And we'll have to have you back again and do this more often as we like to. We're going to listen to probably one of the more famous songs now that is on the sing-along CD that I can think of, because I'm always kind of singing along with it, right?
Well, you know, this song was one of the songs that the Clancy Brothers made popular, and I used to love it when we toured with Patty and Bobby and Finbar, and Patty would always say, he'd say, you know, ladies and gentlemen, this next song on St. Patrick's Day is played worldwide in thousands of pubs everywhere. And won't you join us as we sing No, Nay, Never?
And there you go. We'll see you next week after you're done singing along with No, Nay, Never and the Clancys. Good night, everyone.
And it's No, Nay, Never. No, Nay, Never, no more. But I play the Wild Rover. No, never, no more. I've been a Wild Rover for many a year. I spent all my money on whiskey and beer. But now I'm returning with gold in great store. And I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Will I play the Wild Rover? No, never, no more. I went into an alehouse that I used to frequent. And I told the landlady my money was spent. I asked her for credit, and she answered me nay. Such a custom as yours I could have any day.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Will I play the Wild Rover? No, never, no more.
I took from me pocket 10 sovereigns bright. And the landlady's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskies and wines of the best. And the words that I said, she were only in jest.
And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Will I play the Wild Rover? No, never.
I'll go home to my parents, confess what I've done, and I'll ask them to pardon their prodigal son. And if they'll caress me as oft times before, I never will play the Wild Rover no more. And it's no, nay, never. No, nay, never, no more. Will I play
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.